It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
The socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water, what it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapping down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths and misconceptions is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. Thank you so much for joining us. You're each treasured. You're valued. You have purpose. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. My friends, we were made for this moment in history. Thank you to the team. That's producer Joe, Luke, Rachel, Zach, Echo, Charlie, Mike, Teresa, Amanda, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. It is Monday. Are you ready for the week, producer Joe?
I am. I'm ready to get this rocking and rolling.
We've got a great week planned. I'm going to be traveling later on in the week, and so we're going to have some great guest hosts and great guests as well. And so make sure that you're signed up for our weekly email newsletter that goes out on Sundays. You can sign up for that at our website, which is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. And what you will do is on Sunday, you will get the first look at our upcoming guests, our most recent essays. And so make sure you're signed up for that. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. The text line is 720-605-0647. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice on an independent station. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And it's not compassionate to take other people's stuff, whether or not it's their rights, their property, freedom, livelihood, opportunities, or their childhood, or their lives via force. And force can be a weapon, obviously, but it's policy and unpredictable and excessive taxation and fear, coercion, government-induced inflation. This agenda by the World Economic Forum that plays out with the globalist elites, the United Nations, the Colorado State Legislature, and this governor are carrying the water for that whole agenda as well. And you can see it play out in local and county areas with land use codes, zoning regulations, forest fees, and then conservation easements, national monument designations. All of these things are taking away our freedoms. And remember, if something is a good idea, you should not have to use force to implement it. On the show, we focus on the issues, not the personalities. Certainly, we'll talk with people about the issues, but we're working to stay very disciplined on doing that. You can hear the show 6 to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday on all KLZ 560 platforms. That's KLZ 560 AM, KLZ 100.7 FM, the KLZ website, the KLZ app, and you can just say, Alexa, play KLZ 560, and it'll come in nice and clear that way as well. And the first hour is rebroadcast 1 to 2 in the afternoon. The second hour is rebroadcast 10 to 11 at night. And so that's the hot skinny on all of that. Our word of the day, we use this on a regular basis on Fridays when we are sharing the Medal of Honor citations for many of our Medal of Honor recipients, and it's intrepidity. It's spelled I-N-T-R-E-P-I-D-I-T-Y, and I know Eric would want to make sure that I spell that. And that, again, that's I-N-T-R-E-P-I-D-I-T-Y, and it could be the quality of state of being intrepid, of course, but it could be fearless, bravery, courage, resoluteness, valor. And I think that what we're seeing with this Trump administration is significant intrepidity in the face of so many things that are coming at them again. And so, again, your challenge is to use the word intrepidity in a sentence today and certainly impress your friends and family. And I chose this quote for the day from the farewell address of George Washington that was in 1796. And the category is international relations. George Washington was born February 22, 1732. He died December 14, 1799. He was one of our founding fathers. He was our first president. He was the commander of our Continental Army. He also resided over the Continental Convention. He's known as the father of our country. And he said this, "'Tis our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliances with any portion of the foreign world." And that is George Washington. Again, "'Tis our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliances with any portion of the foreign world." Our bill of the day, we're going to be talking with Representative Brandi Bradley. She represents Colorado House District 39 in the second segment regarding some of her bills. So we will roll that into our bill of the day. And I want to say thank you to Laramie Energy for their gold sponsorship of the show. And this has been under attack, and that is reliable, efficient, affordable, and abundant energy that powers our lives, fuels our hopes and dreams, and empowers us to change our own personal climate. And really, there are so many throughout the world that live in energy poverty. And so instead of trying to move Americans to energy poverty, it seems like we would like to raise the rest of the world up. And again, thank you to Laramie Energy for their gold sponsorship of the show. And also, I want to mention Hooters Restaurants. They've been great sponsors of the show and America's Veteran Stories for many, many years. We are beginning our seventh year of solo broadcasting, and Hooters Restaurants has been with us since before then. They have five locations, Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs. And really an important story about how I got to know them is a story about freedom and free markets and capitalism and how PBIs want to actually control things versus letting us compete in a free market. And they have great specials Monday through Friday for lunch and happy hour. And Kurt Gerwitz was our featured guest on Friday. And he and I met for lunch over at Hooters Restaurants, which is just down the street from the station. And I changed things up. I had their nachos, which are super yummy. So be sure and check all that out. Our quotes or our headlines, there's a number of things. First and foremost, wanted to talk just a little bit about this whole thing. This is from the New York Post. It says, "Disaster in the Oval Office. Dems led Zelensky and Ukraine off a cliff with pressure to reject the mineral deal." I think most all of us have seen this interaction between Ukraine's Zelensky and President Donald Trump and Vice President Pence. And it was rather remarkable to watch. So this goes on to say, "A common criticism of Zelensky's disastrous Friday performance in the office is that he failed to read the room. Actually, the Ukrainian president did read a room, but it was the wrong room. Before meeting with Trump, Zelensky met with anti-Trump Democrats who advised him to reject the terms of the mineral deal the president was offering, according to Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut. Just finished a meeting with President Zelensky here in Washington. He confirmed that the Ukrainian people will not support a fake peace agreement where Putin gets everything he wants and there is no security arrangements for Ukraine," Murphy's office posted on X at 11:15 a.m. Friday. He attached a picture of Zelensky at a conference table with Murphy seated on the opposite side. 40 minutes later, Zelensky arrived at the White House where Trump met his car, smiled, shook his hand, and walked him into the Oval Office. The meeting, as the world now knows, quickly went off the rails and ended with Trump angrily ejecting the arrogant ingrate from the White House. The earlier meeting with Dems undercuts wild claims that Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance staged an ambush. In fact, it was Zelensky who came with the ulterior motive. The piece goes on to say, "The purpose of the meeting was to sign the mineral agreement he and Trump representatives had negotiated. He twice refused to sign it after promising to, and thanks to Murphy, we now know he had no intention of signing it on Friday." It says, by listening to the nakedly partisan advice of Dems instead of dealing forthrightly with the current president, Zelensky betrayed his countrymen and for now at least leaves them without the military and diplomatic protection that only America can provide. And I think it was Holly. Somebody sent something over that said the real ulterior motive by Zelensky is regarding NATO and that being a member of NATO. And that is pretty much a deal breaker for Putin. And so there's a lot going on. And it was really rather remarkable to watch what happened with Zelensky and Trump and with Vance. And so stay tuned. This is the next headline, though, which was super interesting. This is from Fox News. It says European leaders flamed for creepy pro-Zelensky posts that read exactly the same. And producer Steve and I used to talk about this all the time. It seems like there was a memo that would be sent out at the beginning of the day, and you'd see all the talking heads on all mainstream media saying the same thing. And so this piece from Fox News says a handful of European leaders are coming under the microscope of critics on social media for issuing pro-Ukraine messages with the exact same wording following Ukraine President Zelensky's fiery meeting with President Donald Trump on Friday. So we can see that all of these things are connected. It's going to get interesting with Fox News because, again, another headline is Rupert Murdoch, who the founder of the media company that has Fox News, has apparently four children. Three of them are very far left. In fact, his daughter-in-law has spent at least millions of dollars here in Colorado with, I think it's Unite America is her group. And she has spent millions on left-wing causes. And let me just check that and make sure. It's Catherine Murdoch. That's who it is. But apparently, those three radical leftist children will be controlling Fox News. And so we'll see what that means for journalism over there at Fox News. So stay tuned on that. A couple of other things. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston will be in Washington, D.C. This is from the Denverite, to face Representative Boebert and Republicans. And it says that Denver has a lot to lose. And a congressional Republicans' investigation into sanctuary cities could have serious implications for Denver's finances and its future, says the Denverite. It says he's preparing for this hostile interrogation in the nation's capital by influential congressional Republicans, including Representative Lauren Boebert. And that is he's going to be alongside mayors of Boston, Chicago, and New York City. And it's going to be really interesting because Johnston still wants some money from the federal government, but doesn't want to follow federal immigration laws. So stay tuned on that. And then the last two headlines I wanted to share with you. Again, this is from Rocky Mountain Voice. It says this was on the February 27th. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston floats a 20% service charge on tabs to tackle restaurant woes. This guy has no clue. He is the product of our education system, and somehow he thinks that it's going to help. Adding on 20% service charge, and what's going to happen is fewer and fewer people are going to go out to restaurants. And then he walked it back. This is from the Denverite. And he says, no, I didn't actually want to charge that 20% citywide fee on restaurant bills. The guy is actually clueless. And that was on February 27th from Andrew Kinney at the Denverite. So he is actually clueless. It's going to be interesting to see him in Washington, D.C., on Wednesday. And we have these discussions because of our sponsors. And the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team can sit down with you and go over your insurance coverage and make sure you have what you want and maybe save you some money. And in order to make that appointment, give them a call at 303-795-8855. Like a good neighbor, the Roger Mangan Team is there.
Car thefts, hailstorms, and uninsured motorists are presenting unique insurance challenges for everyday hardworking Coloradans. The Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team knows that when you need to make an insurance claim, financial strength matters. State Farm consistently receives high marks for the company's financial condition and ability to pay claims. For that peace of mind, to know that you are working with a financially strong company, contact the Roger Mangan team now at 303-795-8855 for a complimentary appointment to assess your insurance coverage. That's 303-795-8855. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Do you crave a mouthwatering steak or juicy hamburger? It's time to head over to Lavaca Meat Company and fire up the barbecue. Lavaca means the cow in Spanish. Lavaca Meat Company is located in the historic Coors Building at the corner of Main and Nevada in downtown Littleton. Lavaca cuts of meat are aged 21 days, which provides one of the best steaks you have ever tasted. For a steakhouse experience at home, visit Lavaca in person or shop online at lavacameat.com. Lavaca Meat Company. Only the best. Again, that's lavacameat.com.
Focused and wise marketing is essential for your success, especially during tough economic times. If you love the Kim Munson Show, strive for excellence and understand the importance of engaging in the battle of ideas that is raging in America. Then talk with Kim about partnership, sponsorship opportunities. Email Kim at kimmunson.com. Kim focuses on creating relationships with individuals and businesses that are tops in their fields. So they are the trusted experts listeners turn to when looking for products or services. Kim personally endorses each of her sponsors. Again, reach out to Kim at kimmunson.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice on an independent station searching for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And pleased to have on the line with me Representative Brandi Bradley. She represents Colorado's House District 39. And she is my representative. Brandi, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim.
Great to have you. And thank you, first of all. As the president of CUT, the Colorado Union of Taxpayers, it's an all-volunteer group that's watching legislation. It is just monumental. It's time-consuming for us to watch this. But I can't imagine being down there at the State House each day.
It is a lot of force over freedom.
Yeah, no joke. And so give us, first of all, Brandi, an overview, because as I look at our tracking system, BillTrax 50, there's been a total of 515 either pieces of legislation or resolutions that have been introduced so far, and we're only about halfway through this legislative session.
Well, I mean, I think government is their god. The more they can regulate on the six most regulated state, the happier the Democrats seem to be. I ran a retail theft bill 2 weeks ago to put these organized retail crime thefts in jail, and they killed that bill. It's very clear that they are not pro small business, pro landlords, pro anything that is for freedom in this state, even though the governor talks about it every chance he gets.
Well, and yes, and the mayor of Denver talks about affordability as well. But man, it's really difficult when business owners are facing all of this crime. And so that was your House Bill 25-1141. You've got some other important bills, a couple that's going to be heard this week. So what should people know about this?
So I have a bill on Tuesday, life-sustaining treatment for minors. We know that in the state of Colorado, there is no black and white law that prevents a medical provider from writing a DNR for your minor. It has happened across the country where doctors have written DNRs for babies against the parents' wishes, and babies have coded and died. So we feel that that's a very important bill for parental rights and healthcare freedom. I also have a bill coming up, protections against child rape. In the state of Colorado, you can rape a child one time, so you can rape multiple children one time and receive a sentence of probation only. And we feel that that is unfair to the children of Colorado and goes against public safety, which is what the governor says that he's so pro. So we'll see what he says about that. And then I have a really important one on Wednesday, the Youth Health Protection Act, that will ban anyone prescribing puberty blockers and gender-affirming care to any minor in our state.
Okay, so let's see. Let's take a look at this just so people know. Your life-sustaining treatment for minors and parental rights is House Bill 1256, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then your Youth Health Protection Act is 1253. I love, Brandy, I love that you care about our children so much. I thank you for that.
I mean, that's the one reason I ran. I have four boys, and, you know, we have got to protect the children of Colorado if we want to prevent the cycle of these kids going to jail and becoming career-long criminals.
Well, and let's see. So that's 1253, and then let's get to this other number. It was 1073, and that is, I had all this right here in front of me here in just a
Child protection is against rape.
Okay, very good. I saw an interesting headline, Brandy, this last weekend, that there, I think it was in Jefferson County, that there had been a female teacher. I know John Caldera over at the Independence Institute had written this piece about a teacher, a female teacher that had been grooming a female student. And then when the student turned, and I guess the parents didn't know, and had been sexually grooming the student. And then when the student reached the age of 18, then moved in with the teacher in some other district. This is scary that this is happening in our schools.
Well, it's Aaron Lee's story all over again, right? It's the grooming of children by a trusted adult. We just saw the former STEM teacher get arrested as well, 40-year-old woman who kidnapped and groomed a child, and she was teacher of the year. It's happening weekly, and it's happening in Colorado, and parents have got to wake up and understand what these, I say, monsters are doing to our children.
And people can get Erin Lee's story, if you don't know it, regarding what had happened with her child, her daughter, that thought she was going to art club after school. Her daughter was new in school, coming out of COVID shy. And so, and Brandy, as a parent, you want your kids involved. And so if a child came and said, hey, Mom, I want to go to art club, I'd probably say yes. I'd be thrilled that they'd be trying to get to know other kids. But it actually ended up being an indoctrination, a transgender activist indoctrination session. And it took a while for Aaron and John Lee with their daughter to get that whole thing walked back. But that whole story, people can see that at artclubmovie.com. And Aaron she's become a real national voice on this. It's so interesting, Brandy, that we have all of these strong women here in Colorado. And Colorado also seems to be, I know it's happening across the nation, but Colorado seems to be at the tip of the spear of all the craziness that's going on, Brandy.
Well, I think that, you know, I had a town hall this Saturday. I think that in red states, it's just very dark. They continue to do it in red states. And in Colorado, we're really shedding the light on this darkness. And so I tell people, stay here and fight, because I think we're fighting harder than even in a lot of red states where this is going on.
And it was interesting. I did go down to the state house. I was teasingly said I took one for the team, because it's for citizens to get down there. It's a real commitment, because you don't know how long the committee's going to take. And many times, because the Democrats control the committee meetings, if they see that there are those that are there in opposition of their agenda, they may move that committee or that hearing for that particular bill to a little bit later, extend the time, so we have to pay for parking, you maybe walk to your car dark. And so people are, I think, somewhat reticent to go down there. I know you guys all really appreciate it, but people can, sometimes they have to sit for hours on Zoom, but they can come in via online to make comments. And I know that's helpful, yes?
It's so very helpful. I mean, we're in a state where we're going to hear this gun bill, the Senate bill, coming on Wednesday, where they're going to ban 85 to 90% of guns. I mean, we are in a state where they are literally kidnapping your children right from out from under your noses. I mean, it is time for Coloradans to stand up for children in the state, because you never know if your child's going to be the next victim.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about this Senate Bill 003, correct? And that is, and there's actually a number of gun bills or firearm bills, and some of them are under the radar because there's so much focus on this particular bill. What does your ear to the ground say is going to happen with this? Because Polis is trying to paint himself as a libertarian. Of course, this particular bill is anything but libertarian. And there's rumblings that he might want to run for president. So if he signs the bill, or if he lets it just sit on his desk for a certain amount of time, it will become law. Any ear to the ground things that you're hearing regarding Polis?
You know, I didn't think that it was going to actually pass through the Senate. So I'm actually surprised that they were able to pass it through the Senate. We have not heard a lot. We know it's been scheduled and it taken off and then rescheduled. So I don't know if Polis is trying to work out some deals. I think it'll be the death to his presidential run. You can't sign a bill that takes 90% of handguns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens while you continue to fuel criminal activity in our state. We're second least safe state in the entire country, and you continue to attack law-abiding citizens and their right to defend themselves and their families. That's not going to work. The messaging is not going to work.
Okay, well, Brandi Bradley, let's see, you're probably headed down to the State House in just a little bit. And again, I thank you, because it is, it's kind of brutal, I think, in a way. I watched you and your other Republican counterparts at that committee hearing, and I'm thinking you have to do this day in and day out for 120 days, right?
We do, and it takes a toll after a while, for sure, but you know, we appreciate being one of 100 people out of 6 million people defending the people of Colorado in our districts.
And how can people get more information? How can people help you, Brandi Bradley?
Please sign up for my newsletter, Brandi with an I, Bradley, 4FORHD39.com. We put it out weekly. Shumay Navarro puts that out, and she gives you all the information on how to testify, keeps you up to date of what's going on at the Capitol. And we just need more citizens of Colorado to be updated on what is happening to really steal your rights and liberties out from under you.
Well, Brandi Bradley, I so appreciate you and what you are doing down there at the State House. And I'm excited that I can say that you are my representative down there. And I thank you. And I know that it's a family thing. You all, it takes a toll to make all this happen. But yet, so many people throughout our history have stepped forward. And that is what we're protecting. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Kim, for getting the voice out. And we really appreciate all that you do to help us do that. So thank you, too.
Absolutely. It is my honor to do so and my duty to do so as well. And before we go to break, I did want to mention the Colorado Union of Taxpayers board members, because they are the ones that are also stepping up every week looking at this legislation. We will be getting our email out a little bit later today regarding the bills that we're reviewing, that we're taking positions on. And those we look at this through the CUP pledge of regarding how does it affect the taxpayer, school choice, property rights, Tabor, our Colorado's Taxpayers Bill of Rights. And we have, as I mentioned, there's over 500 bills that have been introduced or resolutions. We've taken positions, as of today, we'll be taking positions over almost 180 of them. My friends, this is monumental work, and we'd really appreciate it if you would join us. And you can do that by going to coloradotaxpayer.org, and it's only $25 per year. But say thank you when you see these people out there, and that's Steve Dorman, Greg Goliansky, Russ Haas, Bill Hamill, Rob Knuth, John Nelson, Wendy Warner, Marty Nielsen, Ramey Johnson, Mary Jansen, Dave Evans, Corey Onizorg, Paula Beard, and Ray Beard. And again, I so appreciate all that they do. And our sponsors also is one of the reasons why we are on the air. And I know each and every one of them personally, highly recommend them. So for everything residential real estate, reach out to Karen Levine.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance understands the importance of home ownership. Karen Levine works diligently at the local, county, state, and national levels to protect your private property rights. With over 30 years' experience as a Colorado realtor, Karen Levine will help you navigate the complicated metro real estate market. Whether you are buying your home, selling your home, considering a new build, or exploring investment properties, Kim Monson highly recommends Karen Levine. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516 for answers to all your real estate needs.
A serious accident or a life-changing injury can leave you with seemingly insurmountable physical, emotional, and financial challenges. How will you be able to afford your medical bills? What if you can't return to work? The attorneys at Bozen Law understand the immense stress you are under and want to help. Bozen Law's attorneys have decades of experience helping people like you navigate some of the most difficult times in their lives. Bozen Law can provide the guidance and support you need to get back on your feet. Call Bozen Law now at 303-999-9999 for a complimentary appointment. That's 303-999-9999. Don't delay.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And as many of you know, we worked with the Wisconsin Center for Election Justice to get a lawsuit filed back in November before Election Day. Thank you to all of you who contributed to that. And Peter Bernegger is the founder of the Wisconsin Center for Election Justice. And the lawsuit was filed on November 1st. And Peter, you are doing amazing work. People can follow you on X at Peter Bernegger. That's B-E-R-N-E-G-G-E-R. Peter, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Kim. I appreciate that. And the lawsuit was filed, as you stated. And the update I can provide, I think, which is very interesting to all of us, is we, of course, we purchased the statewide voter list before the November 5th election, and we ran it through our various systems and databases looking for basically, we just call them issues or irregularities, and some do arise to the level of election fraud. And one of the easiest examples is if somebody moved out of state, say, in 2021, but yet they're getting a ballot, and on top of that, they cast the ballot in the November 5th, 2024 election, or any election after they left the state for, you know, for a good amount of time at least. So what we did now is we got the lawsuit filed last year, as you stated. We had the data run, and we knew what we were looking at. We published it on my Twitter, at Peter Bernegger. And now what we did is we bought a new list for the state of Colorado to see and compare the ones who cast a ballot November 5th to the prior data run that we did back before the election. Well, lo and behold, and I want to clarify something. First off, I'll tell you how many we found with irregularities. It was over 14,000 that never should have got a ballot. Now, we run filters on this data looking for mistakes, errors, you know, again, people who moved out of state, people registered to like a FedEx pack and ship store who should not be allowed to vote because they're not properly registered. We run upwards to 19 filters. On this run, we ran seven. And there's a quick reason for that is we're suing under the federal lawsuit that's open right now in the state of Colorado, is filed under the National Voter Rights Act. And you're limited to how much you can attack on the voter list due to that law. So that's why we ran a limited number of filters. So I'm convinced there's going to be, there would be many, many more in addition to the 14,000. But let's focus on those. So 14,000 plus did get a ballot they should not have, and they cast the ballot on November 5th. So that is election fraud. That's 14,000 plus people that never should have voted. And the clerks allowed it, and Jenna Griswold allowed it. And I always want to point out, we've learned in these legal proceedings that the real Secretary of State of Colorado is not Jenna Griswold. It's Christopher Beall. And he's the one who runs the show. She's just a puppet figurehead. And he's the one. He's an attorney. We believe he was planted there. And he is the one who runs the Secretary of State's office, in particular regarding elections. So he's the one who sent us a nasty letter when we at first said, "Hey, we're going to be filing a lawsuit to clean up the voter rolls in Colorado." And the letter is, we should publish it. The letter is quite disturbing, attacking us. And again, we're just citizens trying to, with no agenda, the lawsuit's not for money. We're just trying to clean up the voter rolls, and out comes a high-level government official attacking us. And it was not a nice letter. So we sued him. So that's the fun part about it. And now he's under the gun because we're coming back at him, and we're going to use his letter back against him and against Jenna Griswold, because it's her office that the letterhead is on. And we're going to come back and now show the judge that, hey, what we told you in the past is true. And there is election fraud in Colorado. Here's one example of it. We're in the midst of the suit, and what happens at this point in lawsuits, it's kind of like, I would say, ping pong. You know, we file something, they file back, or vice versa. They file something, we file back, and it just goes back and forth, and to the point where the judge can make a decision. So, but we're bringing in the 14,000 plus fraudulent, I'll call them fraudulent ballots, proving that, those people should not have voted in the November 5th election. And again, on top of that is there would be tens of thousands of ballots that people should not have been mailed to, but they were. And of course, that's a big cost also when you have elections mm-hmm. after elections. You're running up the taxpayer tab on sending all these ballots out. In the state of Colorado, and a lot of them go out of state, of course. We find people contacted us from South Dakota, Kansas, California, Idaho, and they say, you know, even Alabama, and say, hey, we moved to Kansas 6 years ago, and we're still getting two ballots sent to us. So, you know, that's how bad it is. And I'm not talking one or two examples. I'm talking hundreds and hundreds who contacted us. And then a lot of people, too, who bought a home in Colorado, and the other people either passed away or they moved to a new county or a new state. They say, hey, I bought this home, 10 years ago or 2 years ago, and I'm still getting ballots. And, what an inefficient system. But, of course, we know why. They're designing it to flood the system with ballots to make it easy to get a hold of them and have bad guys cast the votes. So that's how they're, one way, again, how they're stealing the elections.
Okay. So, Peter, this has been such a journey. And you and I started talking last July, I think it was, and you ran, didn't you run this three times? You had run it in July, and then the Secretary of State said that they hadn't updated something or rather, and then you ran that again, and then you ran it again as of November 5th. Do I remember that correctly?
Yes, we did do that. And every time, of course, they have an excuse, and we just have made the decision we're going to follow this through no matter what. And of course, we're paying for the attorneys, and but we're steadfast and holding their feet to the fire. We're not going away, and we're just going to force them. Now, this new information I've said a couple of times is going to be before the judge very soon. I would even say this week, and in federal court in Colorado. And, you know, it's going to be an eye opener because it's exactly what we told the judge in the very beginning when we filed the lawsuit in the first place of what's going on. So he's going to see it with his own eyes. And I think it's good now because the election is over. There's no concern for the judge or the court to say, hey, well, you know, there's an election next week. I can't make a decision or I'm just going to hold off. So this is a perfect timing now that we can come in and win this case.
This is going to be a really big deal. And Peter, you really had been focusing on battleground states. And because the people of Colorado, this was so grassroots, raising this money to get your Titan Technology hired, as well as you split the cost of the attorneys with us. This is pretty monumental that we got this thing filed in light of everything that and people contributed before we knew what was going to happen with this election. And so I'm really pleased that we're in this position, Peter.
Yeah, it's a great position. And of course, direct thanks to you. I know, you know, in the behind the scenes, how much time, energy and effort you put into it, Kim. And thank you for the people for stepping up. And then the financial situation is the attorneys are expensive. They're top of the line. They're a big law firm, but they're expensive. And people in Colorado stepped up and donated the half of the cost. We're paying the other half of the cost. And it's appreciated, but we wanted to expose what's happening in multiple states. And just to share with your listeners, we have another federal lawsuit based on the same premise and the NVRA in Georgia. And that's open and going right now. And then we have a third lawsuit on this going in in Wisconsin right now against the Wisconsin Election Commission, who runs our elections, and the City of Milwaukee Elections Commission. They have their own little commission. I don't know why, but they do. So those are the two defendants there. And I'm going to tell you that in Georgia, I believe the number is 57,000. And don't quote me on that, and I have to go look it up, that should not have gotten a ballot because we did the same thing. We re-ran the numbers there. In Wisconsin, I'm going to have the numbers. I should have them by tomorrow. It's going to be in the tens of thousands who should not have voted in November 5th, you know, for one reason or another, like the examples I gave earlier.
Well, this is a big deal, 14,000. And again, it's important for people to understand this is a targeted list. So it's called NVRA, the National Voting Rights Act. It's very limited. And of course, you and I talked, we wish that we would have started everything 6 months before last July. But this is really critical that 14,000 votes were cast on this targeted list in the 2024 election of people that should not have gotten ballots. This is really huge. And so I'm pleased about that. And Peter, I just really appreciate all that you're doing on this. Before we go to break, I my ear to the ground, and you've indicated that the Trump administration may be doing something regarding elections, federal elections. And so, again, I think having this lawsuit in place could only help that as we look at Colorado.
Well, I think there's a bigger story here. First of all, 14,000 should not have voted. It's not just that they shouldn't have gotten ballots. There's probably, and I am guesstimating here, I bet there's 50,000 people in Colorado, maybe higher, that should not have even been sent a ballot. I'm talking of 14,000 plus that should not have voted November 5th. Now, you're going to break, but the quick point is the reason why I think Jenna Griswold is terrified of us winning this lawsuit, it's going to blow to smithereens her entire pitch to the country that she runs the gold standard of elections. And no, she doesn't. And we're exposing that basically every day in court.
It's remarkable, Peter. I so appreciate it. And again, we're talking with Peter Berninger with the Wisconsin Center for Election Justice. We have these discussions because of our sponsors. And for everything mortgages, reach out to Lauren Levy.
High inflation and increasing property taxes are making it more challenging for seniors to make ends meet. If you're 62 or older, a reverse mortgage may be the solution for what's keeping you up at night. It is essential that you understand the process and work with a trusted professional. Mortgage expert Lauren Levy will help you craft solutions for your unique circumstances, whether a mortgage, a second mortgage, or a reverse mortgage. If you'd like to explore what a reverse mortgage can do for you, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881. Call now.
You'd like to get in touch with one of the sponsors of The Kim Monson Show, but you can't remember their phone contact or website information. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmonson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Franktown Firearms and Shooting Range is excited to announce its new partnership and on-site training opportunity coming soon. Training in firearm safety for in-home or self-defense is difficult to do in a practical way. But Franktown, in partnership with Colorado CQB, is opening an indoor 360-degree shoot house that will bring you closer to reality than anything you've ever seen. Practice interactive scenarios for defense to ensure you and your family are safe, and you can shoot confidently. You'll benefit from experienced staff and trainers, including law enforcement and military backgrounds. Franktown's new shoot house opens in February, and they invite the public to come out to talk to them about it now and be ready for the grand opening. For safe and simulated training opportunities open to all levels of experience, come to Franktown Firearms, where friends are made. Learn more about Franktown Firearms on the KLZRadio.com advertisers page, where you can ask any questions you might have.
And welcome back to the Kim Monson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Monson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You can email me at Kim@KimMonson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. Did want to mention the two nonprofits that I feature on the show on a regular basis. That's the USMC Memorial Foundation. We have the official Marine Memorial right here in Colorado. And Paula Sarles is turning 76. She is the president of the foundation, and she's also a Gold Star wife, Marine veteran. And for her birthday, she'll be climbing 426 steps out at Red Rocks. And you can contribute for each step by going to usmcmemorialfoundation.org. And then the Center for American Values, located down in Pueblo, Colorado, is going to have a great on-value speaker on Thursday, March 20th, which is Walt Larimore, regarding his father's experiences in World War II. And Colonel Bill Rutledge, 96 years young, said that that book is one of the best books he's ever read regarding World War II. On the line with me is Peter Berniger, who is with the Wisconsin Center for Election Justice. And Peter, I appreciate what we're doing here in Colorado and for the update, but you are uncovering something very troubling regarding, it's called smurfing. And so explain what smurfing is to our listeners and why we should be concerned.
Well, this affects every American, and listen how, please, is that smurfing is structured money laundering. And what's happening is, and we've been publishing on this for over 2, even 3 years, is that they have been taking money from various sources, including the U.S. Treasury. It goes to NGOs such as USAID, but there's thousands of others. It goes to the next entity or entities, and we found as many as upwards to 10,000 different entities it'll go through. Sometimes it's just two or three. And it ends up back into some dark money 501c4, 527 IRS pact, political pact, into the political campaigns. And this is obviously affecting everybody because it's our tax money taken from the U.S. Treasury, I'll say illegally because fraudulently, because the end purposes, some of the monies, is to get it into political campaigns. Now, I'm going to clarify some money also we have traced with receipts coming from China, which is completely illegal, coming from Reid Hoffman, the co-founder, billionaire of LinkedIn, coming from Weiss Heimberg, or Heimberg Weiss, WYSS, he's a Swiss billionaire living in Wyoming. Foreigners can't donate to our elections. And what's happening then, they use the identities of senior citizens who don't know it. They're not taking money out of their accounts, but they're seeing their names and addresses either on ActBlue, but also WinRed, in other platforms such as Emily's List and a whole host of others. And if that little lady, 86-year-old lady, is making a donation of $10 a month, now that part's legitimate, but what she doesn't know is that some bad guys are using her name and address then to ram through like 300 contributions a month. And since it isn't coming out of her checking account or debit card or credit card, she doesn't know that her identity is being stolen. And this has been going on. Jeff Zucker wrote the software program when he was working with ActBlue in around 2007, 2008. This is Obama created, but I have to say the sad part is WinRed got jealous, and in early 2016, they purchased the same software. And then other such political fundraisings like the DCCC, and I said Emily's List, and there's a whole host of others, also purchased the software. What the software does is it uses computer bots, and it takes a large chunks of money, and let's say $50 million comes in, it'll disperse it over time into small donations, and even down to 11 cents, down to $1.50, down to $3. But you spread it over tens of millions of contributions across hundreds of thousands of SMERFs. Now, again, SMERFs are elderly senior citizens who are being victimized. And I'll tell you what, you can tell immediately that this is a fraudulent scheme because 100% of all the SMERFs we've ever found, 100% are over the age of 65, and most of them are really in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. So that tells you right away that they're targeting them on purpose. We've never found one that's 64 or years old or younger. So they're targeting the elderly on purpose, and we believe one reason is it's harder to fight back. Second, you know, they're not as computer savvy. When there's 92, 94, 96-year-olds who are still alive, and they're being smurfed. And how are they going to fight back? Might not be computer savvy in the first place, let alone have the time or the money or energy to fight back a big, a behemoth such as ActBlue or WinRed. So the problem with this also then, besides them taking our money from the U.S. Treasury to do this, and they're doing all 50 states. All 50 states have smurfing. In fact, there's a smurf, at least one smurf in every zip code in the nation. On top of that, we've been finding it's done at the state level. So you get the federal elections it's happening in, clarifying not every single one, but many of them. And both sides of the aisle, you know, the Uniparty. So it's happening nationwide at the federal level elections that you're voting in. It's happening at state level elections that you're voting in. We found it down into some mayoral races and school board races that they want to control the school board where they could, if they flip one seat, it flips from conservative to liberal, and then we'll find smurfing in there. And these poor people, like in Texas, somebody came in with like $300,000 to campaign for a school board seat. That's ridiculous, but all that money came from outside the area, and then the honest, upstanding citizen who wants to do their civic duty and serve their local community comes in with, you know, say $2,000-$5,000 of their own money and to run for the school board campaign. So they get obliterated through just getting trounced by the volumes of money they're up against. So this is affecting every single American. And Joe Biden was one of the worst offenders by far. And then Senator Raphael Warnock out of Georgia was a bad one. We're running, the big news is right now we're running all 100 U.S. senators. We're going to publish all of them. And it's looking now we're going to be well over 90% are participating in this. We just published on Senator Tom Cotton. It's horrible what he's doing. We're going to be published on Senator Ted Cruz. He's smurfing. Smurfing is criminally laundering money into their campaigns. Ted Cruz is guilty of it. Tom Cotton's guilty of it. Lindsey Graham's guilty. Mitch McConnell's guilty. And then I can go all down the Democrat list side of the aisle, too. And we've been publishing, I think I have 9 published already, again, at Peter Berniger on Twitter. And we're going to publish all 100 of them, you know, good, bad, or ugly. It's coming out.
Okay, so we're Peter, so many more questions. We only have about 2 minutes left. So what does the everyday person need to be watching on this smurfing? What's the takeaway on that?
Any person who is over the age of 65 or knows somebody, whether a relative, friend, or some senior citizen, go to the FEC individual contributions. You can Google that. FEC individual contributions. Then what you do is type in the contributor name, and let's say it's Betty Smith. So type in Betty Smith. I would select the state that Betty Smith lives in, and there's filters along the left-hand side of the government website. And then you want to look for large voluminous donations. Now, you're going to have some legitimate ones on there, such as I explained earlier, but you want to look for these large volume numbers, and you're going to find them. They're all over. They're, like I said, they're in every single zip code. And at that point, at least you want to be informed. Help your grandparents or your elderly neighbor, go check their names out. It's a public website, FEC individual contributions. Just Google that. And then look for if there's some big, large donations. And you might want to print some out and go talk to the person and say, hey, have you've been making this? And you gotta clarify again. They probably are making. They'll say, yeah. Oh, yeah, I donate to Act Blue or Win Red every month. But what they're not getting is they might be making 1 or 2 donations a month on an automatic $5 a month payment. What they're not going to understand until you explain it to them is that their name and address are being used to ram through high volume numbers of contributions and dollar amounts over time. So you might want to go talk to those people, and that's the first step. Is smurfing happening? Are they aware of it? Or are they, by chance, really making those donations?
Wow. Peter Berniger with the Wisconsin Center for Election Justice, thank you. And thank you for the update, and very excited about the Colorado lawsuit. And we'll be in touch. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
Wow. God bless you, Peter, as well. George Washington said this. He said, our quote for the end of the show, 99% of failures come from people who make excuses. So today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you. God bless America. Stay tuned for hour number 2.
No one to cry, but tell them.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
The socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water, what it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapping down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths and misconceptions is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and welcome to hour number two of the Kim Munson Show. Thank you so much for joining us. You're each treasured, you're valued, you have purpose. Today's drive for excellence, take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. My friends, we were made for this moment in history. Thank you to the team. That's producer Joe, Luke, Rachel, Zach, Echo, Charlie, Mike, Teresa, Amanda, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. It is Monday, producer Joe.
Happy Monday, Kim.
I think it's riveting what Peter had to say, Peter Berninger, in the first hour. He's with the Wisconsin Center for Election Justice. And as you know, we all worked really hard and you all contributed so that we have this lawsuit in place that over 14,000 people, and again, this was very targeted, 14,000 people voted in the 2024 election here in Colorado that should not have even gotten ballots. As a young person, producer Joe, this has got to be very concerning, yes?
Absolutely it is. I remember thinking, and I want to say about middle school, how if we were to use electronics, this something like this would happen, and they proved us right, or proved me right.
Yeah, and so I'm ruminating on what next steps are for us as we move forward, because we're getting all of this information, but what do we do regarding the 2026 election? Because there will be such a concerted effort for regarding congressional seats, senatorial seats, and then also state, county, and local seats that to try to thwart this agenda of Donald Trump, trying to get government put back into its proper role. It has gotten so big. And so we are at a historic time. We are at the third founding of our country. It's an ideological battle. That's why we do the show, is so that we can shed light on this searching for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And socialism is not about free stuff. The free stuff is just to get people to vote for that. Ultimately, socialism is such a bad idea, it has to come down to force. But be sure and check out the website. That is Kim Munson, MUNSON.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. That way you'll get first look at our upcoming guests as well as our most recent essays. You can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. Text line is 720-605-0647. And thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice. Clearly, when you hear the information that you heard today, you have to know that we are an independent voice on an independent station. And I so appreciate all of you who supporting us on that. The show comes to you 6 to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday on all KLZ 560 platforms. That's KLZ 560 AM, KLZ 100.7 FM, the KLZ website, the KLZ app. And also, you can say play KLZ 560 to your Alexa, and it'll come in very clear. And the show, the first hour is rebroadcast 1 to 2 in the afternoon, second hour rebroadcast 10 to 11 at night. Then we do get it onto our website. And afterwards, you can listen to it on the streaming services of such as Spotify and iTunes. Our word of the day, and Eric always tells me to spell it out, it's intrepidity. It's I-N-T-R-E-P-I-D-I-T-Y, the quality or state of being intrepid, fearless, bravery, courage, resoluteness. I would say that Peter Berninger is intrepid in what he is doing regarding these elections. And I thank him for that. He's with the Wisconsin Center for Election Justice. And thank you to all of you who stepped forward and contributed the money to get that lawsuit filed. To, and as Peter said, he split it with us half and half. And then we also hired his Titan Technology to run these lists as well. So thank you on that. Our quote of the day is from George Washington. This is from his farewell address in 1796 regarding international relations. I pulled this because of what had happened with the Ukrainian President Zelensky and President Donald Trump and Vice President Vance on Friday. And this is what George Washington, our first president, said. He said, "'Tis our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliances with any portion of the foreign world." And all this happens because of our sponsors. And I really appreciate Laramie Energy. Right here in Colorado, we sit on top of amazing natural gas reserves. But this governor and this legislature and the previous legislatures that have been controlled by the radical activists, extremists, have wanted us to keep it in the ground. And what that means is that we as everyday people are moving towards unreliable, inefficient, unaffordable, and scarce energy sources. And we're realizing, I think, that, and Europe in particular, that reliable, efficient, affordable, and abundant energy can power our lives, it fuels our hopes and dreams, and it empowers us to change our own personal climate. So there is a snowstorm that's forecast to be coming in, and what blessed people we are that we are able to live in warm homes without having to go out and burn coal in our house or to burn wood in our house to stay warm. And so we need to continue to shed light on all of this that is happening. And that's why I'm so excited to get to work with the amazing people that I do.
And I am talking with Roger Mangan with the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team. He's been in business for 48 years, taking care of his clients and his family and giving back to the community. And just really pleased to have Roger Mangan as a sponsor of the show. Roger, welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Kim. It's nice to be talking to you.
Well, yes, it is. And wanted to ask you a question. We've got complex lives, lots of stuff, homes and cars and all kinds of things. And there could be risk with that. So what's your thoughts about insurance and all these things that we have in our complex lives?
That's a good question. Today, I'd like to talk to you about the concept of insurance, namely the transfer of risk. Insurance is a transfer of risk from you to some entity that has the power to replace that risk if something should happen, whether it's your life, your car, your home, your electronic equipment. So we have all this insurance about us and around us. So we buy health insurance. We want to protect those assets and your assets. I want to protect your assets in a well-balanced way. That's important.
Well, it is. And I'm an entrepreneur, and so I do take risk. I'm not risk averse. However, I try to be thoughtful on my risk. So transferring of risk would be a component of that, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you hit upon it, Kim. We live in a very advanced culture and society. It's very complex. I don't think we realize it. But when you step back 100 years or into another culture in this modern day and age, you can see how complex our lifestyles are. We have many ways to benefit living in these good times. We have security, we have predictability, opportunities, amazing medical advancements, artificial intelligence, so much going on to help us. But all of this comes with a price, sometimes a high price. We need to make good choices and wise decisions. And your show, and hopefully me on this show, helps people look at that through a different lens.
Well, and knowledge certainly is power on all this. So let's say that people are listening to this and they want to try to assess their risk, their transfer of risk. What should they do?
Well, they could probably call our office and we would be awesome in helping them with that. You know, I was visiting a friend in Florida recently, a State Farm person, and I hadn't met him in years, and I walked into his office, and I'm saying this because I didn't feel the energy that I thought should exist in an office of that caliber. And I think when I walk into my office, and I'm not bragging about my team, but they are supercharged. They're really there to help people. So if you call our office and say, you know, you'd like a human life value risk assessment, they would do that for you, and they would be able to show you what you should consider in trying to protect the most important element in your asset class, and that is you, your life, your ability to earn income.
Well, and I wanted to mention that your office is really impressive, and you're carrying all my home and auto at this particular point in time, and I need to sit down and go through this risk assessment as well. But I was talking about you the other day on the show, and I'm trying to get through here on my text messages, and it said, I'll paraphrase because I'm not finding it. There's a lot of messages here. It says, I have had State Farm insurance for many, many years, and they've taken great care of me. And I think that's just so awesome. Here we go. I've had State Farm since 1970, approximately. They've always come through, and I've been pleased with them. I thought you'd like to hear that, Roger Mangan.
Absolutely. You know, I'm very proud of State Farm in so many ways. And all of us here, all of us in the audience may work for great companies, and we're proud of them, and we also can condemn them for things that they might do, but that condemnation is kept in the family because you don't know really. Other insurance companies, I don't think, can hold a candle to State Farm. Those companies that do, they have great agents. The key to an insurance company's success is the agent and how much interest and how much care he and his team or she and his team provide for you. So I think if you're looking around for insurance, I would probably go to two or three different offices. I wouldn't do it online. You know, I just can't imagine buying anything that important online and being on hold for 20 minutes to file a claim, or if I'm on hold for 2 minutes, but it takes me 20 minutes to get through the claims process, and I don't know who I talk to next time. It's probably not a comfortable feeling.
Well, and what's the best way for people to reach you and your team, Roger Mangan?
You can call us at 303-795-8855. We service Highlands Ranch, Castle Rock, Littleton, Englewood, pretty much all over the state, to be honest with you. But our territory of major support or penetration is South Denver, south of Hamden usually.
Okay. And again, like a good neighbor, the Roger Mangan team is there.
Property is surely a right of mankind, as real as liberty, wrote Founding Father John Adams. RE/MAX Realtor Karen Levine has been working diligently at the local, county, state, and national levels to protect property rights and home ownership. Karen has navigated the often challenging Colorado metro real estate market for years. Karen Levine is the trusted professional for you to turn to when you are buying or selling your home, considering a new build, or exploring investment opportunities. Realtor Karen Levine, you want her on your side of the table. Call Karen at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of the sponsors of The Kim Monson Show, but you can't remember their phone contact or website information. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmonson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Monson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Monson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You can email me at Kim@KimMonson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And wanted to mention the bill of the day, and actually we have three of them. We had Representative Brandi Bradley on in the first hour, and she is representing House District 39 in Colorado, and she's got three bills that she mentioned that are important, and I think maybe all three are going to be heard this week. The first is House Bill 25-1256, life-sustaining treatment for minors. It says, concerning the regulation of life-sustaining health care treatment for minors and in connection therewith, requiring the consent of a parent or legal guardian before implementing a do not resuscitate order for a minor except in certain limited circumstances. And then her next is House Bill 25-1253, the Youth Health Protection Act. And
Another important bill. And then the last one that she mentioned was House Bill 25-1073 concerning criminal sentencing for persons who commit certain types of sexual assault on a child and a connection therewith, requiring a mandatory minimum period of incarceration for a Class 4 and Class 3 felony. So those are all bills by Representative Brandy Bradley. Really, she's standing up for our children. Pleased to have on the line with me a great friend, great sponsor of the show, an entrepreneur, and that is Susan Kochevar. She is the owner of the 88 Drive-In Theater. Susan Kochevar, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kim. Good morning.
Good to have you, and I was pleased to get to spend some time with you at the conference down in the LPR conference down in Colorado Springs, and Springs right around the corner. So what does it look like for the 88 Drive-In Theater in 2025?
Well, we're still waiting for it to warm up. Sounds like another snowstorm's coming in. We're looking at opening in mid-April or early May, and the pictures look fantastic this summer. So, you know, make your plans and come on out. It's one of the few places you can come and spend, you know, hours of entertainment with your family and community for less than $100 for two people. I mean, you can't go to an indoor for that, and you can't even be on your phone. You're right next to everybody else, or somebody else is on their phone when you don't want them to be. So come on out and enjoy some fun under the stars.
Well, and you have the best popcorn in America.
Thanks, Kim.
And I'm a popcorn connoisseur. So, Susan, let's get into this. We were back and forth. First of all, anything you want to say regarding Peter Bernegger and his interview in hour number one? That was pretty riveting, and so many people stepped forward to help us with this, and I thank you for your support of the Colorado 2024 Election Project, which I think is going to morph into Reclaim Colorado 2025. Any comments about that before we get into Pam Bondi?
I wish I could say that I was shocked at what he's finding, but I'm not. I think the most shocking thing is that some of the Republicans, like Ted Cruz, he mentioned, are using that as well. But, you know, having run three times and my opponent having gobs of money right out of the gate, I don't know how other Republicans would run against these people. I mean, that's not something that should happen. But we have got to get this massive corruption halted, and exposing these people and this way of getting money is really important. I know that I think James O'Keefe was the first person I saw expose this. And then it went quiet for a while. And I think people were waiting to gain more information and stuff about the smurfing. It's terrible.
Well, and so stay tuned on that. And I'm really excited about the lawsuit that we have with Wisconsin Center for Election Justice here in Colorado. And then we'll get an update with Marley Hornick and her team and Mike Cahoon with the United Sovereign Americans, which is the other lawsuit that we got filed. And I think it's going to get very interesting. There is a very bad bill, and I think it's House Bill. Hold on. I got it right here. It's House Bill 1225. And the primary sponsor on it is Stephen Woodrow over in the House, and it is a bill concerning the creation of the Freedom from Intimidation in Elections Act, and that is down at the State House right now. And as I'm looking at that, every year here in Colorado, they take and continue to put more and more legislation, regulations towards our elections, and we really need to, I think that's what our Reclaim Colorado 2025 is going to be, is to really take a look at all of this and then somehow make sure that Coloradans understand what's going on so that we can get this turned around.
Yes, and I think another important place to look is at some of these judges. Hopefully the federal judge that this lawsuit goes to will be a good judge, because we have seen that has not been the case very often. So we have another problem at that level as well.
Right. So we will continue on that. But Susan, you had, as you and I were preparing for this, you had said that there's concerns regarding the release of these Epstein files and Pam Bondi. And as I was researching it, apparently what she released was old news. And you said that social media was blowing up about this. So why are you concerned? What should people know about Pam Bondi?
Well, I was concerned about her as AG from the beginning because she supports red flag laws, which, as you know, do not allow for due process. Somebody makes an accusation, somebody's weapons are confiscated without due process, and that's wrong. And so that concerned me about her from the beginning. Now, the Epstein case blew up in Florida from the beginning. And Pam Bondi promised everybody to follow up on Trump's promise to release all the Epstein files. So she went on TV and she said, oh, I have all this stuff sitting on my desk. And people waited and waited, and then she finally released it. And as you know, it was a binder, and it was old information that had been out forever. And then she said she had given the Southern District of New York and the FBI an ultimatum, I want this stuff on my desk by Monday. And lots of time has passed. Now, that is very suspect, and it also gives plenty of time for information to be destroyed. Then she said that she goes on to Fox News and on to Mark Levin and says, people are going to be fired if I don't get this stuff. And I just don't think that's it just, you know, is she waiting for people to forget about what's happening here? At very least, this looks ineffective and I think incompetent. When she said she had the files on her desk, she did not read them before she released them. What's going on here? And over the weekend, it blew up on X and people are calling for her to resign. And I think that's probably what should happen. I think we are going to need a far more aggressive attorney general. We don't have time for this kind of stuff. We are in deep, deep trouble still. It's getting better, but that blew up over the weekend. And she's blocking people on X because they're saying, hey, you know, what are you doing? So I think a serious situation.
Well, that is a serious situation. And I know this is just conjecture. She's probably getting tremendous pressure from people that might have their names on the list, you think, or what?
Probably so, but I don't know how you would take that position and know that that was not going to happen. Interesting you should say that. I also see that both Trump and Elon said that if they released information about where some of this money that they're discovering has gone missing, where it went, they would be killed. So we have a very serious situation going on. You know, I don't know how that's going to work out, but somehow we're going to have to get to the bottom of this. Certainly with the Epstein files, we need to know who was corrupt, and you also need to get this out because anybody that's on that list is subject to coercion and or blackmail, and we can't get anywhere until we get that stopped. And this is extremely serious. So we are talking about women who were trafficked, young women, young girls who were trafficked, and there were reports that some of them were murdered. We need to get to the bottom of this. So I don't know if Pam Bondi is covering for somebody or if she's in over her head. I can't tell. But I think we need somebody tougher.
Okay. And because I've always thought that she was quite tough on that. So I'm talking with Susan Kochevar, and she is a great sponsor of the show, great friend, and an entrepreneur, owner of the 88 Drive-In Theater. And we're going to continue this discussion with her. And we do want to hear from you as well. The text line is 720-605-0647. And I wanted to say thank you to Laramie Energy for their gold sponsorship of the show, because it is reliable, efficient, affordable, and abundant energy that powers our lives, fuels our hopes and dreams, and empowers us to change our own personal climate. climate. And then also for a great protein source in your diet, and certainly a real treat, it is the Steakhouse Experience at Home with the Lavaca Meat Company.
Lavaca Meat Company takes great pride in selling only the best. Lavaca Meat Company is a third-generation family-owned business with its roots in eastern Colorado. Many individuals are concerned about the dangers of highly processed foods, so a product that is 100% wholesome makes sense. Lavaca Meat Company's only preservative is a freezer. Wrapped in cryovac packaging, Lavaca has a very high food safety process. Lavaca is located at the corner of Main and Nevada in Old Littleton. For a steakhouse experience at home, visit Lavaca in person or shop online at lavacameat.com. Lavaca Meat Company, only the best. Again, that's lavacameat.com.
The current level of interest rates is causing challenges and creating opportunities. For nearly 20 years, mortgage specialist with Polygon Financial Group, Lauren Levy, has helped individuals realize their hopes and dreams of home ownership, fund kids' educations through second mortgages, and access capital by utilizing reverse mortgages. Lauren's not constrained to work with just one lender. Because he works with many different lenders, Lauren offers you choices for your individual mortgage needs. Knowledge is power, and preparation leads to success. Call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881 so that you are prepared for the opportunities in the mortgage market. That's Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881.
Focused and wise marketing is essential for your success, especially during tough economic times. If you love the Kim Munson Show, strive for excellence and understand the importance of engaging in the battle of ideas that is raging in America. Then talk with Kim about partnership, sponsorship opportunities. Email Kim at kimmunson.com. Kim focuses on creating relationships with individuals and businesses that are tops in their fields. So they are the trusted experts listeners turn to when looking for products or services. Kim personally endorses each of her sponsors. Again, reach out to Kim at kimmunson.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And do check out the USMC Memorial Foundation's website. That is usmcmemorialfoundation.org. And Paula Sarles, who is the president of the foundation, she's also a Gold Star wife and a Marine veteran. Her birthday's coming up. And last year for her birthday, she jumped out of an airplane. This year, she's going to climb 426 steps out at Red Rocks in honor of the Marines' birthday, as well as her birthday, and honoring the Cooper's Troopers, Marines, Iwo Jima veterans that are going to turn 100. So you can contribute, make a contribution, or you can pledge a certain amount per step. And you can do all that by going to usmcmemorialfoundation.org. That is usmcmemorialfoundation.org. Susan Kochevar is on the line with me, and she is an entrepreneur and owner of the 88 Drive-In Theater, which will open by May for sure. It depends on our weather. And it's one of the historic drive-ins throughout the country. And Susan, you're part of a group of drive-in owners that meets on a regular basis. And it's a pretty pretty tight-knit group, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a pretty tight-knit group, you know, because we're flung all over the country. And so there's really no competition. We've all put, it's called the United Drive-In Theater Owners Association. And we've put together a website that's called driveinsnearme.com. So if you're traveling somewhere in the country and you're interested to, you know, find out there's a drive-in nearby, just Google that, driveinsnearme.com, and you'll find a list of them. And you can sometimes you can even find what they're showing and stuff. But it's a really, really friendly, warm group of people, great for information. So highly recommend going to driveinsnearme.com.
Okay. And before we get to our next subject, this came in from Holly. She said, listening to Susan this morning, I agree with her. Bondi needs to step aside. Wouldn't you have questioned right out of the gate if the FBI only gave you 120 pages of documents, knowing that it should have been several thousand? There have been issues with Epstein and Epstein Island for a very long time, and it's insulting that Bondi would think the public would have accepted 120 pages. And I also wonder why she gave the binders to the people that she did, and what her intentions were for doing that. I think Holly's onto something here, Susan, as well.
Yeah, I agree with every word. That's my objection to the whole thing. You know, does she think we're stupid? I'm very insulted as well.
Wow. Okay. Okay, now let's change gears a little bit. Another subject that you wanted to talk a little bit about is benefit ownership lost. Bring me up to speed on that.
Yeah, you might recall we talked about this over a year ago. I wasn't even aware of it, but I saw that NFIB, the National Independent Federation of Businesses, posted something on their website about a new rule that the Biden administration had passed, where every business owner, if you're an LLC or a corporation or anything like that, had to file paperwork with the federal government and tell them about every single business that you are connected to, along with a lot of other personal data. And that's very alarming. Gee, what could they do with that data, you know, especially since we're undergoing so much lawfare? Now, they put this under their financial crimes division as if, you know, every business owner is, you know, committing some sort of financial crime. It's a very onerous thing. You'd have to do it every year, fill it out every year. And if you violate any of the rules on how you fill out the form, you are subject to heavy, heavy penalties and possibly jail. And if you do not fill it out, you're subject to extreme fines and jail. And I have been watching this move through. There were lawsuits filed, and it has been ruled unconstitutional, but the Biden administration was going to go ahead with this, and I believe it comes under the Treasury Department. So over the weekend, starting in the weekend, a fellow named Terrence K. Williams on X, if you don't follow him, I highly recommend it, reached out to Elon Musk, and he started just tagging him everywhere, and said, listen, can you help us with this? This has to go away. Elon responded. He went to Trump, who went to Scott Bessent, who is the Treasury Secretary. And lo and behold, they got a halt to it. So you can find on the Treasury, the top of the Treasury Department's Facebook or X account, where they have decided they are no, this is a bad rule. They're not going to do it. If you are an American business, you do not have to fill this out. They suspended the rule, and now they're going to go in and change it. If you are a foreign business, however, you're probably still going to have to fill that out, which might make sense. But that is a great relief because it was very onerous and very scary and, quite frankly, not the government's business. So I'm very happy to see that's been done and with extreme speed within, you know, 24 hours, 27 hours, I think it was, that whole thing got pushed back. It's fantastic.
Boy, that is really good to know. And I know several people had reached out to me regarding that. And I agree with you. Just so totally onerous. And that's why elections are so important. Yeah, go ahead.
It really is. And Trump does have, while I'm disappointed in Pam Bondi, Trump does have some amazing people around him. And I think Scott Bessent is absolutely one of them. The Treasury Department at the top of their page on X says the Treasury Department is announcing today that with respect to the Corporate Transparency Act, not only will it not enforce any penalties or fines associated with the beneficial ownership information reporting rule under the existing regulatory deadlines. This is a victory for common sense. So you can find it there. You don't have to do it. I can't believe how fast they moved.
It is. That's exactly what the radical activist Democrats are saying as well. They can't believe how fast Trump and company has moved. Hey, Susan, this last weekend, Kane had organized a rally and sign waving for Tina Peters up in Fort Collins. And Tina is incarcerated in the Larimer County Jail at this particular point in time. And so I went up. I was took part in the sign waving component of it on the corner of Timberline and Prospect. And it's really unbelievable that she is incarcerated. Her sentence was for 9 years for what I see as really process crimes. She was in a no-win situation from what I can see. And that is that federal law would dictate that she preserve election records for a certain period of time. She deduced that this trusted build that the Secretary of State was going to do on all of the tabulating machines that could potentially override some of those records. However, there were processes that were put in place that would make it very difficult for her, the county clerk, who's duly elected by the people of her county to run the elections, to actually make sure that she protected those federal election records. So she did some things from a process standpoint, which I think is what she was convicted of, to make sure that she kept those federal election records available. And so she was sentenced to 9 years, which, we're talking to Brandi Bradley, it sounds like people that rape children are not maybe sentenced to 9 years. And so she's in Larimer County Jail. And I think it's a real travesty, whether or not wherever you and people, there are people that have strong opinions on her one way or another. Regardless where you are on that, I think 9 years is an awfully long time for what happened there. What do you think?
Well, if you support erasing election records to cover potential, corruption, then you would not support Tina. But I do not. She did the only thing she could do. I don't know how you could not know or see or just suspect that what was going to happen was going to erase election records. And so I don't find what Tina did to be criminal, and it's horrific what has happened to her. So I know that Mike Lindell has been talking to Trump, and they say they're going to get Tina out next, which means they're going to, it was a federal election that was messed with. So I think that federal laws. So I think they're going to come after the state of Colorado and the Secretary of State and probably the Colorado AG and maybe the Colorado governor. I mean, this corruption goes pretty deep.
So, Susan, that's why it's a really big deal that we got these two lawsuits filed with the one with Peter Berninger with Wisconsin Center for Election Justice and then the other one with United Sovereign Americans. And again, I want to say thank you to just a grassroots effort to raise the money to make this happen. I'm just grateful that we are in this position because I think something big is going to happen. There were days that I would say, oh my gosh, did we waste our time? Did we waste our money? I don't think so. I think something big's going to happen.
I agree. And I'm just so thrilled with the progress that they've made on the lawsuits and the stuff that they have discovered. I moved 4 years ago. I lived part of the year in Texas, most of the year, and I still receive ballots from Colorado. Of course, I don't vote them. So it's very difficult to get your name off the voter rolls in Colorado. And I'm quite thrilled at what they're doing.
Well, it is really, really important. And so we're going to go through some of our text messages here in a little bit. And if you want to call in, that number is 303-477-5600. The text line is 720-605-0647. Before we go to break, Susan, what is your read on the whole Zelensky blow up in the Oval Office? What's your thoughts about that?
Well, it looks to me like Zelensky met with a bunch of Democrats, and I think some Republicans as well, and they encouraged him not to take the deal with Trump. He looks to me like he's a puppet, but a dangerous puppet. And so he rejected that deal, and then he goes on social media all weekend and says, you know, to Americans, your children are going to fight in Ukraine. And, you know, it's appalling that these people want to support a war that has resulted in the death of so many Ukrainians. And over the weekend, I see where the United Kingdom has pledged support and troops as well. So it looks to me like it's a fight between, you know, the world economic global leaders and Trump. And my money's on Trump, but these people are boy, they're tough. Trump has a lot of fires to put out.
Well, he does. And I continue to hear Trump say, and he had said to Zelensky, so many of your people have died. And we want to work towards peace. It's amazing to me that the O'Biden-Harris administration never did bring Ukraine and Russia to the table and to try to get to peace. And so it's really remarkable what happened in the Oval Office on Friday. And I think Zelensky didn't realize who he was dealing with on this. And so super interesting on all of these things that are happening in our country. We have these discussions because of our sponsors. And if you've been injured, reach out to John Bozen and Bozen Law for a complimentary appointment or phone call. And that number is 303-999-9999.
You don't have to suffer the consequences of someone else's negligence on your own. The attorneys at Bozen Law have extensive experience handling all types of personal injury and wrongful death claims involving motor vehicle accidents, medical malpractice, defective products, catastrophic injuries, and more. Bozen Law also assists clients with matters related to workers' compensation and Social Security Disability, SSD. Bozen Law takes pride in truly getting to know their clients and genuinely cares about helping you seek the justice you deserve. Call Bozen Law at 303-999-9999 for a complimentary consultation. That number is 303-999-9999. Call Bozen Law now.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Franktown Firearms and Shooting Range is excited to announce its new partnership and on-site training opportunity coming soon. Training in firearm safety for in-home or self-defense is difficult to do in a practical way. But Franktown, in partnership with Colorado CQB, is opening an indoor 360-degree shoot house that will bring you closer to reality than anything you've ever seen. Practice interactive scenarios for defense to ensure you and your family are safe, and you can shoot confidently. You'll benefit from experienced staff and trainers, including law enforcement and military backgrounds. Franktown's new shoot house opens in February, and they invite the public to come out to talk to them about it now and be ready for the grand opening. For safe and simulated training opportunities open to all levels of experience, come to Franktown Firearms, where friends are made. Learn more about Franktown Firearms on the KLZRadio.com advertisers page, where you can ask any questions you might have.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And okay, Susan, this is in from Sandra. She said, great news on the voter integrity mission. She said, I'm in complete agreement with Susan. If we're not willing to clean up our own backyard, we are more than guilty of not bringing these crimes into the sunlight. God bless you. And that's from Sandra. And we as everyday people have got to step forward. And as I was waving signs this last weekend up in Fort Collins regarding Tina Peters, I realized as I saw people go by on a Saturday morning that they work all week. They want to go see friends or walk their dogs or whatever. There's a lot of people that don't engage, don't understand what's going on. They just want to live their lives. How do you think that we engage them? And I guess I would say Donald Trump certainly has gotten a lot of people engaged on things. But what do you think our next steps are, particularly here in Colorado?
It's tough to say. One of the most important things, I think, would be to start cutting back all the regulations so people have more free time. That's one thing. Because I know as a small business owner, I spend weeks and weeks and weeks doing just frivolous paperwork. And that's one of the things I think that would help a lot. People are just so overburdened and overtaxed, and they just want a little bit of escape, and it's really hard to get.
Well, and as you're mentioning about all this paperwork, what this paperwork has created is that, because I would say most Americans are, they want to do what is right, they want to follow the law, but we've moved from being free people to compliant people, and being compliant, having to comply with all of these different rules and regulations and filings and all that, I think that those at the top that have created all of this have realized that compliant people are not necessarily free people.
No, and one of the other things, somebody in fact wrote a book about this called The Permission-Based Society. So as time has gone on, we have all been conditioned to, oh, whatever we want to do, we have to ask permission for. And that slows down progress so much. And to try to get yourself out of that is very difficult. I know when I moved to Texas, I built a barn. I didn't even have to get any permits way out in the country. So that, for me, was really weird, just to be able to build what I want. So it's very difficult to get people out of that once they've been conditioned and they see the rules and regulations and the laws. I mean, people generally like to be good neighbors and stuff, but they feel like those laws and regulations actually protect everybody and protect them, and they don't. They are not the guardrails. They are the fences. They are the jail cells. And I don't know how we're going to get out of that, but we're going to have to fight our way out.
Well, that's why engaging in this battle of ideas on a regular basis is so important. And I believe we are in the third founding of our country. Obviously, the first was the Revolutionary War. And I had an interesting conversation with someone recently that I would say leans further to the left, and said something about we were talking about this. Is it Mangione, the guy that killed the United Healthcare executive? And
yes,
there are those that are say that he was justified in doing so, that in fact that the victim on that was the CEO of an organization that maybe withheld or made it more expensive for healthcare for people. And my colleague said, well, George Washington certainly engaged in violence during the Revolutionary War. And I had to think about it for just a minute, Susan. I'm like, because that's true. But I said, but what they created from the Revolutionary War was a society that you would not settle your differences through weapons and through force like that. They did not want to have a society where that's how we would remedy things that we were concerned about. And I was glad that as I was thinking about it, that popped in, that is really the essence of the American idea, which makes it so unique throughout all societies throughout history, Susan.
It's true, yes. And I did see that as well. A lot of people supported shooting that man in the back. And the biggest issue seemed to be claims that were denied, and it does seem like there's a lot of problems. Well, I think we all know that in our healthcare industry, and specifically with those big organizations denying claims, that it seems absurd. But that is not the way to handle it. But I think people feel because I think there is so much corruption, people feel helpless. And these companies are so big. And, you know, RFK Jr. talks about regulatory capture, but the capture wouldn't be possible without all the regulations. These companies could not stand on their own without this symbiotic government, big organization cabal. And it's horrific.
Well, and Susan, you and I have talked about this a lot. Big government and big business like each other because big business can work with big government to put in rules and regulations that will benefit their businesses. And I most all of us do not like that whatsoever. But that is called cronyism. And but our children have been, many of our, and you work with so many young people, have been told that cronyism is capitalism. And the goal on this by those that are teaching that is then to demonize capitalism. And capitalism is the free exchange of value for value. And in fact, within, I guess maybe it was last year, the years are going by too quickly, but one of the teachers' unions in Colorado passed a resolution demonizing capitalism. So we need to continue to help people understand that there is a difference between cronyism, which is what these young people do not like, and capitalism. And I know that you engage on that on a regular basis with young people.
I do, yes. You know, it's infuriating to me that they get taught this stuff. You know, capitalism is being able to go out and build your business and not come under all the regulations that actually wind up holding your business down so that somebody else's business can thrive. And that's exactly what happens under cronyism. You know, they don't want the competition of capitalism, so they make laws, rules, regulations to hold the other people out. You can see this in things like TIFs, tax incremental financing in cities. A city will decide, we want to give say an indoor movie theater some tax financing, some reduction taxes, so that we can have another theater in our city. Never mind, it's very close to some other small business that has been operating for years, has been proven stable to the community, and so this other theater then is not paying as much in taxes as the guy who's been there forever. That's wrong.
It is really wrong for government to come in and give favorable treatment to one business over another business, because I think that goes directly to the Declaration of Independence, that we are all created equal, which what that means is that we should all be treated equally under the law. No descriptors, no preferential treatment, that we are all equal under the law. And that is the thing that we need to continue to work towards. And that is what we are working to reclaim in 2025 in this third founding of our country. And Colorado is at the tip of the spear on everything that's going on. And so appreciate your support in us fighting this fight. We've got about 45 seconds left. Susan Kochevar, 88 Drive-In Theater, how would you like to wrap this up?
I guess I would say I think that's one of the reasons why local governments push so hard not to allow young people to have lemonade stands, because then they can't understand how business and capitalism work. Think about it.
Well, that's so interesting. I was on a walk yesterday, and there's a bunch of little kids up there. They were little boys. They were all playing basketball, and some of the dads were out there. And one of the dads says, I call them the lemonade gang. And I thought that was absolutely precious.
Cute.
So, Susan Kochevar, thank you for all you do, and we will talk again very soon.
Sounds wonderful. Thanks, Kim.
And our quote for the end of the show is from George Washington. He said, 99% of failures come from people who make excuses. So today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.
Expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
KLZ AM HD Denver, AM 560 and 100.7 FM.